urge all these expressions of the human power, of the human spirit, the power of the soul. I feel I can now speak about the word soul because everyone before me has prepared the ground so well. What is the power of the soul? But also, what's happened to the power of the soul? Maybe the power of the soul could be defined as the original core values that the soul possesses. And I'm thinking about universal qualities such as peace. When we say Om Shanti, what it literally means is Om, I am, Shanti, peace. And so peace is the natural, original state of the human being. Earlier we heard this expression that there is goodness in every human being. I think it was the rapper who was singing about that. The goodness of the spirit. And so definitely, peace is one of the original qualities of the self. Equally, I would say, there's an innate wisdom that each one of us carries, and maybe we listen to it at times, and at other times we choose to ignore it and set it aside. But definitely there's something there within every human being which is telling us, this is the way to go, don't go this way. And so whether we call it conscience, or whether we call it discernment capacity or soul power, it's part of that inner world that belongs to me. And so peace is within me, wisdom is within me, love, definitely. We heard about the experience of how when people have experienced an altered state of consciousness, then there's that feeling of oneness and love. So not just a subjective experience of one-to-one, but a universal experience in which it's inclusive and you're part of that feeling of oneness. On one level, we would say that these are the innate values of every human being, the core values of the soul. And as we begin to use these core values in our world, in our own life, you see them described as virtues. So in my relationship with others, in my interaction, you'll be able to see, yes, whether the core value of peace is being expressed, or whether it's being suppressed, or maybe it's even been expelled. And so different stages of experience. When it goes beyond just the quality of my interaction with you, and it reaches another level where it's not only me that experiences peace and wisdom, but the quality of that is so powerful that it's able to have an impact on the atmosphere, and it's able to move others in that direction too. Then you would say that, yes, this is the power of peace, or the power of love, or the power of truth. These expressions we've heard very often. Sometimes, for example, we say that the power of love can achieve things that nothing else can achieve. Impossible things become possible just simply through the power of love. And it may have been part of our experience, it may have been something that we've read about or heard about or sung about. But we know that these core values are not just my virtues in action, but they're also a power an energy that's able to shift things, that's able to move things in a different direction. When I begin to experience these qualities as the power of the soul, and I'm using these, I then become part of a minority, which is a very powerful, growing minority in the world. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they use the term change agents, mm-hmm. people who are able to effect change within the world. And I think everybody will agree that the world in its present condition isn't as we would like it to be. I don't need to give you a list of all the problems that we're facing today. You just need to pick up the newspaper or turn on the radio for 3 minutes and you'll get a pretty clear idea that something went wrong with soul power, and somewhere soul power got lost and disappeared. I think it was last year, about this time of year, that for the first time I was actually hearing something very interesting in the media and reading it in the press. And they were talking about the financial crisis. And they said that it's not a crisis of the economy, but it's something else. It's a crisis of values. And I think many of you would agree that that is the situation. What happened to the human soul when, instead of experiencing the power of love, the power of compassion, the power of empathy, somewhere these qualities disappeared, and instead of that, we come to a state where we say that there's a crisis of values, and instead of the love and compassion, what we're finding today is a lot of ego and greed and fraud. And it's practically so in every part of the world. You can't say that it's happening in one part and not in another part, but whether it's London, whether it's Mumbai, whether it's New York, it's the same story everywhere. It's a reality, isn't it? And so, something went wrong, and we lost that power of soul. And so what happened? It was very interesting hearing about the situation of one mistake. And yes, it's absolutely true. If I've made a mistake and I realize and I transform, then of course I'm able to eliminate all trace of that mistake and a shift happens, different things can happen. But there was one little mistake that we all made at some point within our evolution or devolution. And what happened there was that instead of coming to the awareness of our spiritual identity, we forgot about ourselves and we began to think of ourselves as this skin and bones and flesh, and thought that, well, this is the human. And yes, absolutely correct. All of these biological, anatomical things are the human. But usually we use another word in the context of human. We use the term human being. So we remember the human part, but we forgot about the inner being part. I'm pointing here because I believe that this is where the soul resides in the physical body. And at some point within the conversation, there was some question of soul communicating through the brain, but also soul receiving information and translating that through the brain. And so yes, all the parts of the human are there, and we know all about those things. But maybe the last frontier of science